Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. I want to give praise and glory and honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a marvelous and wonderful God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We honor you, Lord. We come in your presence with thanksgiving. We come to exalt your name. Come glorifying you. Come with the spirit of thanksgiving. Thank you for the spirit of even forgiveness. Forgive us for every offense against your word. Thank you, Lord God, for enabling us to be able to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We bless you for the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, how you connected us, Lord God, in the spirit and in the natural, God, to give you glory, to give you praise, to be an intercessor. Glory to God for you in the name of Jesus. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. Through you, Lord Jesus, we can do all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio, and pray for those that we are waiting on to come in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to just read a prayer. While we're waiting others to come in, we thank God for Mother Willette, person on the line tonight, praise God. And it reads, overcoming discouragement. And it says, Lord, I do not understand why you have allowed this trouble to assail me. It was after I began to follow you in obedience that this trouble was manifested in my life. I have exhausted all possibilities for changing my situation and circumstances and have found that I am powerless to change. I believe, help me overcome my unbelief. All things are not possible with man, but all things are possible with you. I humble myself before you, and you will lift me up. I have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, your son, and I hold firmly to the faith that I profess. My high priest is able to sympathize with my weakness. He was tempted in every way, just as I am, yet was without sin. I approach your throne of grace with confidence so that I may receive mercy and find grace to help me in my time of need. In the face of discouragement, disappointment, and anger, I choose to believe that your word to Moses is your word to me. You are mighty to deliver. Because of your mighty hand, you will drive out the forces that have set themselves up against me. You are the Lord, Yahweh, the promise keeper, the Almighty One. You appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob and established your covenant with them. Father, I believe that you have heard my groaning, my cries. I will live to see your promise of deliverance fulfilled in my life. You have not forgotten one word of your promise. You are a covenant keeper. It is you who will bring me out from under the yoke of bondage and free me from being a slave to whatever. You have redeemed me with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. You have taken me as your own, and you are my God. You are my Father. You are Father to me. You have delivered me from the past that has held me in bondage and translated me into the kingdom of love, peace, joy, and righteousness. I will no longer settle for the pain of the past. Where you sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Father, what you have promised, I will go and possess in the name of Jesus. I'm willing to take the chance, to take the risk, to get back into the good fight of faith. It is with patience, endurance, and steady, active persistence that I run the race, the appointed course that's set before me. I rebuke the spirit of fear, for I am established in righteousness, oppression and destruction shall not come near me. Behold, they may gather together and stir up strife, but it is not from you. Father, whosoever stirs up strife against me shall fall and surrender to me. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. In Jesus' name I pray. And some of the reference scriptures will be Mark 9:24, Deuteronomy 26:28, Luke 18:27, Colossians 1:3, 1 Peter 5:6, Romans 5:20, 1 Timothy 6:12, Hebrews 4:14-16, and so forth. We bless the Lord for that reading of a prayer concerning overcoming discouragement. We thank God that we are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Thank God that we're in this race to win it. And as our sister spoke even last night, there may be in the natural one can reach the gain the prize or the crown. But when it comes to us as believers, as we stay in the race and run, glory to God, and stay in the path that God has set before us and in submission and obedience, all of us are going to receive a crown. But God, help us as we stand before you now, giving glory and honor to you, uplifting your name. How excellent is thy name, giving you the praise and glory that rightly do you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that in this race, as we walk in love, the agape, and ask for forgiveness and cleansing, allowing you to cleanse our hearts from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God, that your word sanctifies. Help us like never before, glory to God, to be determined, to be disciplined, glory to God, do what is necessary. Persevere, persist, glory to God, and pursue after you, that we won't be in a place of procrastination and wavering and turning to the left and turning to the right and leaning, glory to God, over outside the path or stepping out of the will of God. Help us like never before to hold on to what your word is saying, that you'll give us the strength that we need, the courage that we need, the love that we need, the word that we need. Oh, God, you gave us the Holy Spirit. You gave us, glory to God, the weapons. You gave us, glory to God, your promise. You are promise keeper. Help us to not be covenant breakers in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we're determined we shall not be moved. Help us to not to be the busybodies to sow in discord and glory to God and causing havoc in other people's lives and not allowing our lips, glory to God, the tongue, glory to God, be a murderer. Oh, it's enough murdering, glory to God, going in the world, enough natural ones as well as the ones people are doing with their tongue and causing chaos in people's lives and destruction. Glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus, sabotaging people in the name of Jesus, discrediting them. Oh, God, but help us to know that tongue, glory to God, is a lethal weapon. It's supposed to be used for your glory, to uplift your name. Oh, God, to tear down the strongholds of the enemy, to annihilate him, not to be, glory to God, friendly fire among us. Ish. We're to be a force to be reckoned with against the enemy, not our brothers and sisters. God, we are praying for the body of Christ and awakening your people to be wake up and realize, glory to God, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. To know, glory to God, that you're calling for us to repent. Get rid of these wicked devices, things, glory to God, and stuff that we are doing. Allow these vessels to be used for your glory. Help us to uplift one another. God, we got to redeem the time like never before. Help us to stand when we did all the stand therefore with the whole armor of God. God, in the name of Jesus, help us, glory to God, to know it's time now to be in a place, glory to God, that we will take on the precious promises that you've said, God, and hold on to that. In the name of Jesus, no time to jump ship. Oh, we got to walk in righteousness and know who we are and whose we are. And glory to God, be obedient to the commanded officer in charge, the chief, glory to God, Yahweh, glory to God, our Savior, our deliverer, Jesus Christ, taking the orders from them as well as the Holy Spirit. God, help us to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Not to yield to temptation, because yielding is sin. We all going to be tempted with one thing or another. That's what the enemy MO is about, not only tempting, stealing, killing, and destroying, but God tempting is not go without the sin. The sin is when we yield to it, meditate on it, and start doing it. We got to tear down the thoughts. You told us that you gave us that power, any imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, against the Spirit of God, bring it down into captivity. Pull those strongholds down in obedience to the Spirit of God. Bind it up, take authority, loose it from its assignment, and bring ourselves in a place of meditating on the Word of God, not meditating on the bills, the problem, who hurt me, who didn't hurt me, who should have helped me, who didn't help me, what they did, all the stuff that they did. Oh, I lost this. God, what happened? Why you didn't do this, that, and the other? Oh, the blame game. Help us to get to a place, nevertheless, you said in your word that you'll work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. You said in your word for me to cast all my cares upon you because you care for me. You told us, glory to God, greater is he on the inside of me than he is on the outside. You told us that I have power and authority to bind and loose and put the enemy to flight. You told me that I can speak those things that are not as though they were. You said, glory to God, for me to look to the hills with coming my help, realize my help coming from. You said that the battle is not mine but is yours. You gave me the armor to put on, glory to God, from the head all the way down to the feet, glory, and have that belt of truth on to walk in truth and be truthful in the name of Jesus. For the armor that will be on my chest, glory to God, my breastplate, my sword, glory to God, my shield, glory to God, the power of prayer, the anointing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you gave us everything we need to have our feet shut with the preparation of God for having our helmet on of salvation. Everything that you've given us, we got to use it as you have given and ordained it. Oh, God, help us to learn how to use the tools that you give us and be persistent. Pursue and be persistent. Pursue and be persistent. Just because we bind the devil and he came up with this time, and the next time he come, we running and hiding. Next time we stand in the strong glory. Next thing we falling down. Then I don't know. The devil is a liar. You done told us, glory to God, in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't expect to get nothing from you. You even said in Mark 11:6, glory, well, you only thing please you is faith. When we come to you, glory to God, we must come, glory to God, and diligently seek you. Then you'll reward us. You said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. So if we don't see it, we got to believe it. Glory to God, because your word said it. And your word said it is already settled. Now it's time to believe. God, we got that thing backwards. Oh, Lord, help us like never before to persist and pursue after you. Thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you for the people that will pray, but you got to pray and obey because it's not enough to have the letter. Oh, the Spirit, glory to God, with it, to make it alive. God, we are thanking you. And you said our gift will make room for us. Help us not to be covenant keepers. I mean, covenant breakers. Glory to God, but also be covenant over somebody else's gift. To stay in the lane that you've given us. We may extend and help someone and assist, but we're to stay over the hold on to, glory to God, the promise that you said on what we're to do with the gift that you've given us. God, help us to pray for each other like never before. Help us to obey you so that way it can come to pass. Help us to walk in forgiveness so it can come to pass. Help us to walk in the agape so it can come to pass. Help us to know, glory to God. There's some requirements. When you told us never to make a vow and don't keep it in the name of Jesus, it's better for us never to make that vow, glory to God, and to keep it and not keep it. There's danger in that. So that's going to let us get caught up in lying. In the name of Jesus, deceitfulness. It's better not to make it at all. Or either just set up and allow the enemy, glory to God, to use our tongue contrary to your will. Help us like never before to be kind ye one for another. Have the character of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, help us to know we can't serve two masters, and we are not going to be able to eat off God's table and the devil's table, too. Help us, glory to God, the hunger and thirst for righteousness. Seek your face first. And the kingdom of God and its righteousness, you're going to make sure everything else will be added. That's your word, and you are not a God that you should lie on your hand. It's not too short that you can't deliver. So we ask you, Lord God, to help us as we stand in the gap for those that are sick and those, glory to God, that are hurting, those that are mental challenges, glory to God, confusion and chaos and that the enemy tormenting them from different things that have gone through, all from grief and sorrow, praying those strongholds down and commanding the enemy to loose his hold off of them, praying for those that are going through financial financial crisis, those that have lost their homes, through, whether it be through a fire or flooding or whether it be through earthquakes or through the wars, those that have been transported from their homeland or from their homes, glory to God, and have to end up in other states or in other countries or other places, glory to God, that wasn't planned. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as quick as that, glory to God, things come forth and people are losing this, that, and the other, losing their lives in the midst of other ones, glory to God. The enemy is setting up traps and snares and plots for people to be lost, glory to God, things that shouldn't have been, shouldn't have came to pass because people are betraying each other and hurting one another or sabotaging, glory to God, that from other people from jealousy and envy. You said jealousy is cruel as a grave. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying for those, glory to God, going through with cancer. We curse and cancel that work of the enemy destroying lives, and even for the liars that are pretending that, glory to God, somebody have it so they can get money too as well. But we know that's a spirit that is detrimental, but the God that we serve, hallelujah, everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray against those lying demons that want to make money off of people's lives because they know if they have a cancer patient how much money it would be and how it would be in rubbing elbows, glory to God, with glory to God, the pharmacies and other. God, all these things that are going on in the background that shouldn't be, God, we're praying to expose and bring deliverance. We're praying for those that need a divine healing that is going through that, and then they're going through, glory to God, kidney failure. God, we are praying for healing that it will start operating again. Oh, God, you bless divinely in that. Oh, give them that new kidney. Some of our brothers and sisters that are going through with that, God, we are praying our divine intervention that you will bless and move. Pray for those that are going through heart trouble and having heart attacks and strokes and repeat and then saying in the DNA, glory to God, because it's in a generation. We curse and cancel that assignment, pleading the blood of Jesus, because we know all of it comes from the enemy, no matter what line he tried to come through. But thank you, Lord, that we are connected to a new bloodline in Jesus Christ. We can believe you for those things to be destroyed, that God can bless and heal and deliver us in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, for our families and loved ones, that they don't have to be going through the generational things that we've gone through or either things going on in our lives, that they don't have to be affected by it in the name of Jesus. But God, give them a mind to be saved, get saved, delivered, and encouraged. And all those are saved, glory to God, that they're just being contemplating still yet in between the two worlds. I want us to live for the Lord, but I still lift some stuff out of the world. God, I pray, God, for a glory to God awakening in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, for us to stay focused as well. God, we are praying for those, glory to God, that are being heartbroken. Glory to God, their heartache is causing them, glory to God, to have physical problems and physical ailments. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, glory, against ulcers and glory, sugar diabetes and those, glory to God, that are going through arthritis and bursitis and all the aches and whatever they are. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus from that torment, glory to God, of carpal tunnel and other ones that are going through, glory to God, problems with their eyes and cataracts and, glory to God, glaucoma and going through with problems with their ears and even past the birth, glory to God, sister, that the doctor saying, I mean, not sister, her niece with having a stroke in the eye. Glory to God, we are praying that I will come back to clearing, that she will be able to see whatever it is in the retina, the iris, glory, in the brain or whatever. We plead in the blood of Jesus, God, restore, even bless and deliver, even in this sugar diabetes and all the complications that come up against her. You're proving yourself over and over in that body. We pray for Shantae, touch our comrade's friend with that body, and she's a nurse, practitioner, however. But anyway, Lord, bless, and the complication that's going on now with the pain in her back and some other affliction that she had that's going on in her body. We pray for her and healing. Praying, glory to God, for the Mobley family, for those, glory to God, that has gone through in the name of Jesus, for their sister and their aunt going through this transition now, any hour now, any day now. But God, I pray comfort and encouragement. That's been a battle been fought for a long time, and we know miracles can still happen. But at the end of the day, whatever you say, Lord, we are praying. But comfort and encourage them and send your ministering angels. God, we are praying for the family and friends. We pray for those, glory to God, that have already gone through and some things the enemy trying to bring back on people's minds from during the Thanksgiving holidays, especially during the Christmas time. Glory to God, when Valentine's coming, other times coming, Mother's Day and all this. Oh, that tormenting demons that want to have people locked down for 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years over and over and over, celebrating that time and being depressed. depressed and oppressed, can't work, can't do nothing, can't function, and some can't even go back to work or do anything or can't even continue to take care of their families because the things have hit them so hard. The enemy is using it as for idol in their lives and causing them, glory, to not even realize he is making it, glory to God, for them to have where they just be in a little prison, like, glory to God, and work release. They go out, glory to God, in the day and try to function and come back oppressed, depressed throughout the night and sometimes all day long. But devil, you are lying. We plead the blood of Jesus of God for that grief and sorrow spirit in the name of Jesus. We command you to loose your hold off of their minds and off their hearts. And God, we know there will be times when people are hurting and going through, but you didn't call any of us to be in priests, in prison. You told us, glory to God, for that, even for any care, any concern, anything, we have to give those things back to you because you said you care for us and you said, I've come to find the broken heart and set the captive free. You don't want us bound and captive by what the enemy is doing in that right, in that situation or circumstance. You are a comforter and you will bring forth your word to bring healing to that heart and to that body and to that mind in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are going through in the stomach problems, glory to God, and things that are going on, as Mother McCormick brings up a lot, glory to God, with people are having problems, glory to God, in their intestines, glory to God. Some things, glory to God, can be through their bowels, or some things can be through, glory to God, hernias. Other things can be through various other kinds of problems and things and situations that go through so many different kinds of names with those things. But nevertheless, God, you are a healer and a deliverer. We are praying, glory to God, that you are blessed for those that are maybe having problems with thyroids or going through in their throat or going through, glory to God, in a respiratory problems. Ah, God, you're still a healer. All of this that's going on with a lot of our young people, some elderly, but a lot of young people in the hospital now, and it's in the hospitals out of especially 44 states is increasing so tremendously. God, we know that you can come through just like you did, glory to God, in this COVID and other things and flu and all kinds of things that are happening, polio and everything in downtown past. We're praying at this time. We're in a different time in life, in a different season, but you don't change. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the more we pray and stay on, glory to God, stay standing on your word. Continue to, glory to God, to plead the blood of Jesus and rebuke and bind. We believe in, glory to God, you're going to turn this around and many other things and the things that the enemy is bringing as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray divine touch, heal, glory to God. Lives will not be lost. We are praying, glory to God, for salvation and deliverance to come for those that don't know you're going through that and some that do know you, that they still will hold fast to faith and for other ones to get strength and faith as we pray for them and pray a blood covering over ourselves and our families, our loved ones and our church family as well. God, that you bless through this trying time and testing time and all the murdering and all the other kind of stuff that's going on and the sabotaging that's been going around the nationwide. Here, glory to God, not far, 2 hours away from us in Monroe. Somebody just sabotaged, glory to God, the grid or whatever like this for the heat, for the power. And so, glory to God, I forgot how many hundreds of thousands, that was our 50,000 people without utilities in the cold and stuff for the last couple of days, and they're saying they don't know until Thursday. Now it's glory. I wonder whether it was sabotage, glory to God, by they're just FBI and everybody involved. But, God, we are praying against that spirit that's coming to find more and more things to come up, glory to God, to bring, and the copycats that want to, glory to God, do it because they were saying it was some shooting. That's what they did, and they know exactly what part of the different whatever to shoot, glory to God, to bring down those grids and stuff like to keep them from being able to have that service. But, God, we thank you for the 7,000 believing for more and more, glory to God, as they work in day and night. And they will find, and I'm praying that whoever it is, whether it's one or, glory to God, more than others involved, that it'll be the maximum, glory to God, for something as serious as people's lives can be involved. Even the hospitals had to be shut down, upset, the backup. In the name of Jesus, you know what it is. I can't think of it right now. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying right now that you are blessed. Bless those that's in the hospital, those in your home, those that, glory to God, may have to have different machines, glory to God, for their respiratory problems or other kind of medical problems. God, bless and touch and cancel this right. It will not be, glory to God, a reoccurrences in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, God, that you bless our country, bless our nation, bless us, glory to God,
in the name of Jesus, our president and the government and the House of Representatives and the Congress, even in decision making, the things that have to be done, Lord, for our country and for the betterment of the country. Oh, God, even for this thing with the wars, that we'll not be pulled out on the carpet because of the bullies or whatever. We pray for Ukraine. We pray, Lord, in the midst, keep them covered and God save and deliver. We pray, Lord, for deliverance for those that are leading in Russia that are so evil that, God, you deal. You said vengeance is yours. Pray for Iran and China and all the ones that are growing. They are doing things behind the scenes that cause complications and problems too. God, deal with the enemy in the name of Jesus. And all the crisis, glory to God, with all this protesting, which I only know but a little bit here and there that's going on. God, lives that have been lost unnecessary. Glory to God. And some things you have to fight for, true enough. But God, we are praying, intervene in the midst of praying salvation all around the globe, praying for deliverance, that the true and living God, Jesus Christ, will be acknowledged and will be accepted in the hearts of man. And help us, God, to not just get discouraged, but in the midst of our, cast these cares back every day, every hour if we have to. Don't allow the enemy to connect the dots. Don't help us to not to lie. What to do so that way we can be able to stand firm and stand strong and still hold on to our joy and our peace. It's so much to pray for all the time. Cover all of our children. Cover them under the blood. Pray, glory to God, for all of those that are going through in various situations and circumstances and surgeries and all that are happening. And pray for these beautiful, blessed prayer warriors, women and young men, glory to God, that pray without ceasing, that encourage them while you're blessing in their household too, while you have not forgotten their labor of love, while you're moving on their, glory to God, bodies and their families and their finances, and glory to God, the blessings and the things they desire to do. Help them to stay focused, looking up to the hills that's coming there, looking to God, the author and the finisher, and anything that bring our minds back down to one of our circumstances, help us to be quick to pray and cast it back. And glory to God, pray ye one for another. And if we need help, call on you first, but then if we need to call one another. Standing on the promises of the Lord. Help us through these trying times, even the time of loneliness. And glory to God, times where you're feeling, could be in a crowd sometime and feel a little lonely. God, you know everything about each one of us. Help us not to be in a place of denial and justify. If we need help or we need something, glory, help us to come to you in the name of Jesus and let you do the leading and guiding when we put all our trust and our faith in you. We take authority over Satan and all the lacours, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Bird tonight. God, as you bless her body too, as she's going through her little transition of a little medical thing that she has to get done, God, in this temporal. Well, we thank God for you blessing and strengthening her body as well as common leader, God, as she's going through her. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we bless for all of our children and our grandchildren. Keep them covered under the blood as well as us going in and out these various places, even in our own homes. Take authority over you, Satan, and all your little cohorts and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, and uncover those spirits, those demons that the enemy used as vessels to kill those four college students. God, wherever they're hiding, let the fire of the anointing burn so they turn themselves up. You know, somebody that sees some things in hiding and know something about it, that it has to come out in the name of Jesus. And other situations that people are thinking they're getting away with, God. Oh, God, you deal with them so that the Spirit of the Lord, even in their room, in their sleep, all glory to God, don't care how hard their heart done became, all glory, as somebody sees something, knows something, deal with them so, glory to God, it will have to be revealed. And the ones that are plotting already and planning stuff, glory to God, to bring harm or danger. And please, the blood of Jesus over our lives and cover as we pray and we bind and loosen, uncover the spirits of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Protect your ship and shield your vessels too as well as we are doing warfare in Jesus' name. And all those that are in the street doing warfare to bring souls in and also overseas and everywhere else. Oh, God, we bind him up and command the enemy to be loose from his hold and go back to the dry places from which he came. We loose you. Glory to God and command, God, hallelujah, for the Spirit of the Lord in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have thine own way. And we call our peace and our joy back in. Wisdom, glory, discernment, strength, and courage in the name of Jesus. And obedience to your will. God, we love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. And we magnify your holy name. You are worthy of the praise. And we ask you for the blood covering and all, we bind up any transferring spirit and reoccurrences. And we speak health and wholeness to these bodies that they line up and give us wisdom how to care for them in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to have Mother Rillette, praise God, come in first. After that, we'll have Pastor Bird, Mother McCormick, praise the Lord, Mother Alexander, and Minister Black, and then Pastor Sims, praise God. So now we're going to hear from none other than Evangelist Willette. Glory to you. God, we give you glory, praise, and honor. You are so worthy. Help us never to forget to honor you and give you praise. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. No matter what's going on, God, help us to learn to magnify your name on the mountaintop as well as in the valley. Build up ourselves in our most holy faith. Build up, glory to God, praises. So sometimes, glory to God, when it comes to that point, we can just say, Jesus! Hallelujah. We love you and appreciate you for just loving on us every day and for our life, health, and strength, and activity, our limbs, and sound mind. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for these men and women of God, God. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for moving and proving and proving yourself every day. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. There is none. Ah, God, let us not be a people always making requests, but give time to give thanks and glory to you. In the name of Jesus, on our daily walk, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord, my sister. Go ahead. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. We make sure you get all yours out. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We are in such appreciation to you, Father God. We just love you, Lord God. We bless you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. Glory be to God. And yes, you are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. For you are the living God, the faithful God, the good God, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shamri, our protector. Glory be to God. Father God, is in that precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, that name that's above every name. Thank you so much for your presence, Lord God. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for your help, Lord God, the good hope that we have in you. Thank you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, for your healing power. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord. As I was looking at the scripture, praise God, hallelujah, and thinking about this Advent season, glory be to God. God, I thank you that you've given us a joy, glory be to God, hallelujah, that regardless of what's going on in the world cannot take it away. You said in Luke, the second chapter, praise God, I just love this, Lord God. You said in verse, starting with verse 8, and there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Glory be to God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what our prayer is, Lord God, that people experience the joy of the Lord like never before during this Advent season. Glory be to God. Praise you, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And by everything, it seemed like from one situation is rocking over here and another situation over there, something's going on. But God, hallelujah, you are yet the I am that I am. Yes, you are. Glory be to God. You're on the throne, hallelujah. You sovereign. You are, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You are our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, for you are good and your mercy. And thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord God, for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this season, Lord God, that in spite of everything that's going on, you're still, Lord God, for us. You still love us. You're still working situations out for our good. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I'm not interested in what he's doing except for to bind up the works of the enemy at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the authority that you have given your born-again believers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I touch and agree with my sister, Minister BJ, on her prayers and those that she's already lifted up, Lord God. Kamalita, Prophet Bird, Lord God. So others, Lord God, I just touch and agree and pray, God, that your divine will, purpose, and plan be done in these people's lives in Jesus' name. And she mentioned so many things that I had wrote down to say something about in prayer, Lord God. She spoke about the depression, the oppression, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray in Christ Jesus' name that this is a season. Let it be a season, Lord God, of as the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restore. So I pray that this is a restoration for someone, Lord God, in this season. Instead of getting depressed and oppressed and considering suicide, I plead the blood of Jesus, and I cancel and render null the works of the dark spirit in Christ Jesus' name. We say, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness and evil and darkness. In Jesus' name, depression, we command you to uproot yourself and get out of people's lives at the name. Yes, we are by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you to uproot yourself, depression, oppression. Spirit of suicide, we command you to leave people at the name of the Lord Jesus. God, you said, hallelujah, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. And if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that you put your seal on the prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a faithful God. We pray, Lord God, that this is going to be a year instead of people that are getting sad and feeling hopeless, Lord God, and feeling that there's no one there for them. We pray that, Lord God, that they'll get a message. Lord God, send someone, a servant, Lord God. Send someone, let something come over the radio, the TV, to get a message to people to let them know you don't have to feel like this, because I am that I am is yet here, hallelujah, and I'm able to help you, glory be to God, in this season, in this hour. And those, Lord God, hallelujah, I pray for, Lord God, a great restoration. I pray for a great deliverance in the life of those, Lord God, that are struggling, Lord God, with different situations, Lord God. So we pray for those, Lord God, those that are having some form of sickness, especially those that are suffering with this COVID and this respiratory illness, and Lord God, those who may be suffering from some form of mental disorder, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, I touch and agree with those, Lord God, who may have gotten a diagnosis of cancer. God, nothing is too hard for you. We pray the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, which is your anointed word, will be released in the life of the people that are trusting and hoping in thee, oh Lord God, that they will get a great turnaround. I pray, God, the sword of the Spirit go and touch those that, Lord God, have been battling cancer. God, deliver them and give them a clean bill of health and give them life in Jesus' name. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and the fullness of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we pray for them. We pray for those, Lord God. I heard a mention of ones with kidney disorders. We thank you, Lord God. God, you can make the kidney function like a brand new kidney, and I believe you for that. But if you desire, Lord God, to let them have a kidney transplant, I pray that there's no complications. In the name of Jesus, I pray that there's no rejection of the kidney. I pray that everything goes smooth in Christ Jesus. If they must need go that direction, but God, we're praying for you to deliver them. We're praying for supernatural, miracle-working, healing powers in this hour in Jesus' name. Thank you that there's nothing too hard for you, Father. We thank you that we can ask, we can come to you, because you want us to bring our concerns to you. We pray for those who have trouble with their ears, they're having trouble hearing. In the name of Jesus, restore hearing in Christ Jesus' name. Those who have eye trouble, maybe cataract, maybe some other glaucoma, something else going on with the eye, we pray that you bring about a supernatural miracle-working healings in the eyes in Christ Jesus' name. Those who have stomach digestive issues in Christ Jesus' name. And now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak, Lord God. No aneurysms, we say it, we declare it and decree it. No heart attacks, no strokes, no clogged arteries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. No incontinence, glory be to God. No circulation disorders, we command the arthritis, yes? That pain of arthritis to uproot itself and get out and get back to the dry places at the name of Jesus. We thank you for your supernatural miracle work and healing power on the hip joints, Lord God, on the shoulder joints, the elbow joints, wherever the pain is. We say, Lord God, we pray for deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We bind up the wicked and dark evil of the day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for giving us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from strongholds, from, Lord God, these addictions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh, Lord God, that you will deliver that person who's been, Lord God, first of all, disobedient. And deliver that one that's, Lord God, it may be a few of them, that's been, Lord God, just rebellious. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon seed of rebellion in Jesus' name. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just bless you this evening. We thank you. We praise you. So many more things, Lord God. We pray, oh, God, that we have a heart, hallelujah, after God. We pray, oh, Lord God, that we look like Christ. We think like Christ. We treat others like Jesus would treat them. Yes, Lord God, help us to stop being stubborn and pig-headed and start treating people like you want us to treat them. And if we can't do that, that means we need to check our relationship with you, Father. Forgive us for our sin. Forgive us, Lord God, for having unforgiveness in our hearts. Sometimes we haven't been able to get our, Lord God, deliverance because we still holding on to some stuff we should have let go so long ago. Unforgiveness, grudges, bitterness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, some of these things that's getting in the way of us getting what we stand in the need of from you. I just think like that. God, have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for our sins. And Lord God, help us to learn to do what you say. You say cast all our cares. If somebody's bothering us, let us tell you about it in the name of Jesus. No sense in holding something. You said vengeance was yours. You are due to repay it. Let us let that be your task to deal with, Lord God, those that trouble us. Because you are righteously recompense tribulation to the one that trouble us. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much. I lift up our families, Lord God. I heard our praying for our children, our friends, our neighbors. Lord God, praying for America tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our leaders, Lord God, our military, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that our leaders, our government officials, Lord God, those that make laws, God, that they'll listen to wise counsel in Christ Jesus' name. Oh, God, we pray, oh, Lord, for a great turnaround. I heard someone pray the other night for a great revival. We need people, Lord God, coming back. Sunday, there was just only a few at church on Sunday. And I realize it's a holiday season, but God, there's no reason, Lord, not to stop assembling yourself. You taught us that we should assemble ourselves together, Lord God. We should come and meet and worship you and seek to hear from you. In Jesus' name, have mercy. We pray for those in our communities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll desire better and that they'll get the message that there's no way you're going to get better if you're leaving God out of your life. Have mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on tonight. We pray for those that are yet lost in the name of Jesus, especially, Lord God, those who don't know that they're headed down the wrong path. God, steer them back to the right path and help us to be a light in such a way and show kindness to others in such a way that they'll want to do better themselves in Christ Jesus' name, that they'll realize it's time to come to you. We pray for the homeless, those that are destitute, those that are poverty-stricken, in the name of Jesus, those that may be out there selling their bodies because they think that that's the only way they can make their living. God, have mercy on people and show, Lord God, help the born-again believers to live in such a way, not in a judgmental way, not in a high-minded way, looking down on those that are not like them, but help us to live and help us to be part of the solution, not a part of the problem. Help us to show that there is a better way. Jesus came to show us that, and he did. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I pray, it just as Mary said, hallelujah, when she received the salutation, be it unto me according unto your word. So the prayers that we're praying tonight, Father God, when we pray believing that we receive, I pray that your word will be it unto us. Be it unto us according. The prayers that we're asking for, the answers, Father God, be it unto us according to your word, O Lord God. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I pray for Minister BJ, her family, Lord God. I pray and I thank you, Lord God, for working out the situation with Common Leader in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God. Prophet Bird, we're praying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that vertigo and whatever it is that's causing the issue, God, expose it. And then kill it in Jesus' name. Destroy it in the name of Jesus, because we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, Heavenly Father, through the pulling down of strongholds in the name of Jesus. And we pray that everything that come against your people, we pray that you fight on our behalf, and you will fight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. I pray for, Lord God, my other sisters and the ministers, Lord God, the wonderful people of God, Brother Black, praise God, the only male that get on the line to pray. We pray for more, Lord God. We pray for the men, Lord God, that they'll be men of God. They'll be, Lord God, not just squandering the gift that you've given them, but use it, Lord God, for the glory of your kingdom in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for people everywhere. God, I love you on tonight. I thank you on tonight. I praise you on tonight. I bless your people on tonight. And, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us and help us all. We love you on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and I give your name to praise. Bless your dear people. Always and forever, I pray to you, and I thank you, Father God, that you said whatever we ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us so that our joy be full. I trust you. As the preacher preached last night, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have faith in you. I trust you, Lord God, and I'm standing on your promises. Glory be to God. I love you, Father. I bless your people. Thank you, Father. I pray this prayer of faith in Jesus' name, and we count it done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy and righteous name. Matthew 24:46. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Heavenly Father, we do give you honor, and we give you praise, and we give you thanks. Help us, Father, to walk in the truth so that we will not fall prey to deception in any form. Protect all the nation from ungodly philosophies that threaten to deceive so many and have already blinded the minds of some. We come against Satan in the mighty name of Jesus because we know he seeks to deceive all people and to destroy our land by his sorceries, and all of the nations of the world will one day be deceived. Protect America from Satan's lies, Lord, we pray. Curse the deceiver. Do away with the workers of iniquity in our land, Father. Deal with all those who speak peace to their neighbors, but carry mischievous in their hearts. Open the eyes of all those who say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Plant your hedge of protection around the United States of America, around your people, around the church, Father, so that our leaders and people would not become the victim of deception in any form. Thank you for warning us about the false Christ and false prophets who will endeavor to seduce your people through signs and wonders. Help your church to ever be watchful and discerning so that we were always able to recognize deception when it appears. Grant the gift of discernment to believers so that they would never be deceived. Protect our young people and adults from spiritual deception, Lord. Empower your church to take the offense against the enemy, lying schemes, by exposing his works of darkness whenever they are revealed. Keep your people from ever participating in the enemy's beguiling, luring spirits, God. Keep us from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Many false prophets, occults, astrologers, spiritualists, and all the divinations of leaders, many within our nation have led this nation astray. Lord, put a stop to their offenses and lead those who participate in the unfruitful work of darkness into your marvelous kingdom of light. Help us, God, and all our fellow believers to speak the truth in love so that many would be delivered and set free. May none of us ever be guilty of saying that you have said something when you have been fact not spoken. For we do so, and to take part in this, God, is deception. It is work of darkness. Help us take heed at all times so that we would not be deceived. For many shall come in your name, Lord, and they shall say that you are here, you are there, you are over here, and many will be deceived. Give us the ability to recognize false Christ when they appear. Help us and our fellow believers, God, never to be deceived. Reveal to our nation that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show to our people that the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy it. Ask in the name of Jesus, God, that truth be revealed in this time like never before. Help us to walk in the truth of your word, Father God. I ask that the blinders be taken off so that we will no longer be deceived or walk in darkness. Reveal to the victims of deception that they have been bewitched by Satan into not obeying the truth. Let no man deceive himself, God, and thinking that they can do anything beside what your words say. I pray for those, God, who have given heed to seducing spirits, who have gotten into witchcraft and devil worship and Ouija boards and spirituals and palm readers and tea readers and all of that foolishness, God. Help them to know, Father God, that that is a trick of the enemy. We come against witches and warlocks and wicker and all the workers of iniquity, God, in these last days like never before. For your people are being deceived. The people are being led, Father God, into darkness, and they don't know it. So, Father, we are praying now as we come against Satan and all of his devices now in Jesus' name. God, we call that kingdom of darkness down in the precious name of Jesus. And we bind up Satan and all his cohorts and all of the deceivers in this day, God, like never before. You said in your word, whatever, God, we bind in the earth is bind in heaven, and whatever we lose is loose. So, God, we bind up Satan. We bind up that work that he do. We bind up all of those people that he's already deceived, God, that's doing his work. For Satan has to have a hope. Satan has to have somebody to work through, Father God, for his plans to be successful. And we ask, Father God, that we have the mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes in our own heart, especially the body of Christ, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because in these last days, many will be deceived. Many will be caught off guard, Father God. And many would buy the lies that Satan is spreading. So, God, we ask that you have mercy on us. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on your church. Have mercy on your people, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to stay connected to the source, which is Jesus Christ. Because if we don't go for something, God, we'll go for anything. And that something is you. That something is that precious Holy Spirit, God, that dwells in us. So, Father God, we are praying that in this last days that we do not become the subjects of Satan, where he can be in and out of our lives, that we are, Father God, by bringing things to us that he know we like, bringing things to us that he know we won't. God, help us not to be tempted in these last days like never before. I ask your protection over America, God. I ask that you will protect the leaders of this country. God, give them wisdom that surpasses all understanding. Help them to know who they are, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that even in these last days, that you will raise up prophets, Father, like you did, God, in the time that your prophet walked and said, thus says the Lord, so that this nation is not caught, God, unaware of what the enemy is planning, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because, God, we know that there's the enemy out there, and they are planning wars and everything else, some attacks against the United States. But, God, raise up your prophets that they will speak forth what thus says the Lord. God, we thank you for continuing to watch over us. We thank you, God, for providing for us. We thank you, God, for healing us. We thank you, God, for taking care of us. We thank you for the favor of God, not just on the saved, God, but in this country we are blessed better than any other country in the world. And help us to know it is because, God, we have made you Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So help us to stay connected, God, and help us to know that whatever happened in this hour, you are still God. And if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. So, God, we praise your holy and righteous name. I thank you, God, for every prayer that has gone forth tonight. I won't add to it, and I won't distract from it, Father, because we come in agreement with one another, and we say yes and amen.
So, God, I thank you for Pastor Herbert, for the word of prayer and wisdom and knowledge that she brought forth, and for Minister Willette, dear God. And I come in total agreement with their prayers. And we thank you, God, for hearing us, because we know, God, if you hear us, that you will move on our behalf. For you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my, then would I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So, Father God, we just thank you for that now, because we know that your word will not come back void. It will accomplish everything that it sent forth to do. I thank you for the other prayer wars, God, that are about to come and says, thus says the Lord, and make the request made known to you. And I come in agreement with them now in Jesus' name. And I want to thank you in advance for the answers, Father God, that have already gone forth. I want to thank you, Father God, for the things that you've already worked out in our behalf, and we don't even know it yet. I thank you, God, for favor. I thank you, Lord, for loving us and keeping us and watching over us and protecting us and healing us. And I thank you that every need we have is met in you. So I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we give you praise. We give you honor, God, but who you are and all that you've done. And again, we just want to say thank you again for your son, Jesus, who died for us, who gave his life for us, that we might have abundant life. And I speak to everybody on this line, abundant life, abundant life, abundant life, nothing missing and nothing broken, every need being met. In your physical body, in your finances, whatever you need is met in Christ Jesus. So we give you praise, honor, and glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father God, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord God. We give honor and glory to you, Lord God. We pray and we ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Herbert, God, and Minister Willette and Pastor Byrne and the rest of them that's going to come behind me, God, as we touch and agree on them on tonight. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. And as I was looking at the word on tonight, or looking at First Peter, or the seventh, First Peter, the fifth chapter, in the seventh verse, where it said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I said, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your word, because his word is what we have to live by and what we have to go by. And I said, God, I just love you tonight. I appreciate you, Father. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for breathing breath of life for me this morning. For how you just raised me up this morning, gave me another chance to say thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for forgiving me for all my sins. And God, I just thank you for your love and your kindness. I thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord, because I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for just a change of heart and a change of mind, because you've been so good to me, Lord God. You have brought me from a mighty long way, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the knowledge, Lord God, that there's time in our life as I walk this journey, Lord God. Didn't know how and what way to go, but God, thank you for the word. We're able to get in the word and read the word and get some understanding and knowing that the Bible said knowledge, the word of God, of knowledge, they were learning but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, I thank you for coming into the knowledge of the truth to be able to know the difference of things that didn't have to be the same old way. So, God, I just pray, Lord God, pray right now, Lord God. I pray right now, God, for just people that's going through problems and people going through all different kind of situations. And as I was listening to Pastor Hubbard, how she was talking about how the people talking about didn't have no lights or what the people have done to the light post or whatever they whatever the light thing, and how all these people ain't got no light. How people is cold, probably some of them cold. And I said, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you, Lord God, will touch that person, because they think they're hiding, but they're not hiding, because you see exactly where they're at. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to search them out right now in the name of Jesus, that they will have to take their own mouth and tell on themselves in the name of Jesus. People that's walking around here doing all this stupid and crazy mess that they're doing, Father, I pray that you, Lord God, will touch their hearts, God. Change them, Lord God, and let them realize they don't have to be doing this crazy mess that they're doing in the world today in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just ask you, Lord God, to look on them, because we bind every spirit, everything that's not like you. We bind those spirits up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, because he have no authority over your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue to just breathe on your people, Lord God. Help us to realize, God, that you are a healer and you are a liver, God. You are a savior tonight, and you are everything that we need, because you already said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So you already told us that, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, because we realize that we cannot walk this journey down here without you. If it had not been for you on our side on tonight, where would we be? We could not have made it. We could not have woke up. We could not have breathed the breath of life, because you had breathed it on us. We can't do nothing without you. So, God, we thank you right now, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's driving up and down the highways, God, how we heard on the news where this person had this, niece or nephew in the car, and the person didn't get killed, but then the little baby, the little child got killed, and I said, because I think it didn't have no seatbelt on. I said, Father God, I pray for these people as they travel along the road with these kids, that they will put seatbelts on these kids, and that they will be protected, Lord God, that you will protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I pray, Lord God, for the school system. I ask you to look down on all the school systems everywhere. Look down on the principal. Look down on the teachers. Look down on those that works in the school system. Touch them all, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have mercy on your people tonight, Lord, because there's so much is happening in the world. But we know, God, that you are God that sits high, and there ain't nothing here that you don't know about in the name of Jesus. So we just pray. We just pray right now, God, because we know, God, that the word of God tells us to trust in you and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to breathe on your people, Lord. Let them understand, God, that you love them, you care for them. A lot of them walking around with their head hung down. A lot of them walking around feeling like they can't make it. Don't know which way to go, Father. Don't know what to do. Let them know, God, all they got to do is just come to you. That's all they got to do is just turn to you. If they would just only turn to you, and knowing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they have these cell phones and these things, sometimes you need to lay the phone down. Just lay the cell phone down, and sometimes you're not even looking at nothing on it, no how. You just need to lay it down and pick up the word of God and just get into the word and let the word just cleanse you and make you what you're supposed to be in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray that people, that the scales will come off of people's eyes, that they will be able to see that the enemy has got them blind, doing all this craziness and all this stupidest stuff that they're doing, that they don't have to be out here doing that. They can make a difference in their life. It's up to the individual. It's up to those that want to be different. You can be different if you want to. It's up to the individual to be different. So, God, I pray. All we can do is just pray. All we can do is just call on the name of Jesus and say, God, help them. Help them, Lord God, because I know I ain't always been this way. Somebody had to pray for me. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for one day that I hear that word. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, for the people all over the world, everywhere, Lord God. Somebody's crying out right now. Don't even know who to call, Lord. Don't even know where to go, Lord God. But you know, Father. You know how to work it out for them. And so, God, I pray, Lord God, for those that sick in their body. So many, Lord God, sick in their body. So many is going through sickness on tonight, Lord God. God, I pray, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the mind, because it's a mind thing too, Lord God. Oh, Father God, it's a mind. Sometimes you think you're in your right mind and you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And so, God, I pray for the mind. I pray right now, God, for those that's going through blood pressure on tonight. Those that having a blood pressure problem. Those that's going through a kidney problem, Lord God. I pray that you touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord God, to continue to look down like Sister Willard was saying, if you can fix the kidney that they got, Lord, I ask you to do it in the name of Jesus. Not only for my daughter, for every other person that's going through that dialysis, getting on the dialysis machine, Lord God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I know you can do it. I know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. Father God, I pray, Lord, for those going through arthritis on tonight. I ask you to touch that problem. Touch those that's going through diabetes, Lord God. Those that's going through gout, heart problems on tonight, Father God. Those that's going through allergy. Those that's having the flu. Those that's going through liver problems, lupus on tonight, Lord God, a breathing problem, lung problem, eye problem, Alzheimer's, thyroid problem, cancer, all of these problems, all of these sickness, because you said 2,000 years ago, it's your stripes that we are already healed, Lord God. We ain't a people trying to get healed. We already healed. You already done it. You already paid the price for us. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We're just going to believe you and walk in it in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's going through pain. So many got pain in their body, Lord. Feel like they can't even make it tonight, Lord. Somebody, Lord God, is pregnant with a child. And, Lord God, there's something going on with a child, God. Something might be going on with them. Oh, Father God, work it out that they'll be able to have a healthy baby. And they'll be able to be okay after they have the child. In the name of Jesus. Look down on those going through digestive system, can't swallow like they want to, food's not coming down like they're supposed to. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for that situation. Look down on those that have blood clots, those that might be going through a blood clot in their legs or wherever it might be. God, we know that you made them. You know all about them, Lord God. You know what they stand in the need. Nervous problem on tonight, Lord God. A neck problem, back problem, hip problem, or leg problem. Maybe going through some cramps in the legs when they lay in the bed at night. And seem like when they get in the bed, sometimes their legs get kind of stiff, and they can't straighten it up, and they have to get up out of the bed and walk with the leg because it's cramping. God, I pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. The person might be going through a blood vessel problem where the blood is not regulating in their legs right. In the name of Jesus, Father God, joint problems on tonight, Lord. Touch the joints right now, Father. Move on your people, Lord God. Move on those that's sick in their body, Lord God. Oh, God, circulation problems. Lord, the legs might not be circulating. The blood might not be circulating in their legs right on tonight. Heal and deliver right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. God, I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through swelling. There's some swelling somewhere in somebody's body. God, move that swelling right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there's stomach problems in tonight, Lord. Oh, Father God, touch them, Lord. Going through a sugar problem. Touch that sugar level right now, God. Bring it to the level that it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Some is sleeping, Lord God. Some people are sleeping. Some people sleep and they sleep and they seem like they can't stop sleeping so much. And some of them wants to sleep and can't sleep, Lord God. Work out those situations. Help them, Lord God, to sleep at a normal pace, Lord, the way that you want them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody going through a hand problem where they had surgery on their hand, where it's still hurting in their hand. Touch them right now, Lord God. Oh, God, somebody got a headache on tonight, Lord. Oh, Father, we know that you're able to do all this sickness, all this sickness. We cast all these cares on you, Lord, tonight, because we know you know all about it, and we know you care for your people. And we pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on tonight. We ask you to look down on Pastor Hubbard on tonight and her family, her daughter, Carmelina. God, we pray for her as she go through her the things that she's going through right now, God. We ask you, Lord God, to strengthen her body and keep her strong, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look down on all the prayer warriors and their family, Lord God, on tonight. We know that you see every situation, everything that we all going through. We love you on tonight, God. We appreciate you. And I pray for my family on tonight, Lord. And I ask you to look down on my daughter, Teresa. She got a letter today for the kid in place. So, God, we're just going to ask y'all to touch and agree that we'll soon be able to hear from the place where she's for her kitten. We thank you, Lord God, for that. We at least getting a letter. That's a step right there. So we thank God for that. So we pray that you'll continue to touch and agree with us, that those, not only her, but other ones that's womb kittens, that they'll be able to get it, Lord God, that you will bless these people everywhere, that you will look down, Lord God, look down on the President of the United States, the law enforcement, those that's going through different things in the life. Lord, we know that you see every problem. We know in healing problems, you have sent your word to heal your people. You already sent the word to heal us. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Oh, praise your name, God. Yes, Lord, we come to say we thank you, Lord. Lord, we sit at your feet. We minister at your feet, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Just telling you, thank you for all the things you've done in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the past. When there wasn't a way, how you made a way, God, thank you, God. Humble ourselves before you now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. How you worked it out for us. All these things we can go back and look at, in which those ways, how you brought us out, how you brought our children out, God, how you did it over and over and over again, how you protected us throughout the years. Even when we were no peaches or cream, God, your right hand still prevailed over our lives, God. Thank you for your protection, God. Hallelujah. For your saving grace, God. We thank you, God. And now, God, we praise you, God. We praise you for all the things that you're doing in our lives, God. My God, we praise you, God, that the bills are still being paid for, God. Lord, the money is still coming in so we can take care of everything we need to take care of. How you never left us nor forsaked us, God, even up to this day. We praise you, God, though 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand. None of these plagues shall come near our dwelling. Only we should see with our eyes and behold the reward of the wicked. God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you have to repent. You said it, and we already know that you have already done it. Hallelujah. Even when we speak things, you're already performing it. We thank you, God, that we can have communion with you, that we commune with you, God. You said in your word, Psalms 18, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in it, and they are safe. Hallelujah. We praise you for that, God, that you have given us the power and the authority to speak your word and it come to pass. We praise you for that. We lift you up, God, that we can dwell in your secret place and we can abide under your shadow. God, we praise you, God. If we have 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough for all the great things you've already done that you're doing in our lives, God. Just your love alone, in your presence alone, it vanishes out all of the worries, all of the insecurities, all of the thoughts and imaginations, all of the sin and transgression, even the presumptuous sins that we committed in life, God, just your presence, your love alone excludes everything else. Just your presence, just you alone. Even in your love, it takes away our sins. Makes us brand new, washes us. God, we thank you, God. There's no excuses. We're bare before you in your presence, God. Oh, my God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for washing us and cleaning us, Lord. Putting coals of fire on our lips, God. Forgiving us of our sins, Lord. We thank you, God. You're God Almighty, and we bless Israel. We bless your people, God. That's the key to success. That's the key to redemption. Being a blessing to Israel is the key to redemption. We've been engrafted from the unlearned, the illiterate, the wild olive tree. We had the olive, we had the seed, but we didn't have any oil and we didn't have any root. When we've been engrafted into the olive tree, the Jewish tree had the root, which was Jesus, the root of Jesse, the root of David. And they had the oil, which is the Holy Spirit. So we've been engrafted, and we thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now we can eat the fruit thereof. We can walk in. We can be endowed with power, God. Hallelujah. We can be led by your Spirit. The blood of Jesus can cover us now after receiving salvation. Thank you for the root. Thank you for the oil. My God, thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and have Mother. Oh, let me open her line. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Praise the Lord.
Okay. I'm speaking to you. Can you hear me?
Your line wasn't open yet. Okay, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, and we just want to lift you up because you told us if you be lifted up, you would draw, Father. And we need your drawing power, Father. And you draw, man. unto you, Father, because it's a needy time. Father, we appreciate every prayer, and we agree with every prayer that's gone up, and we lift you up, Father, because you are mighty. Father, you are our all and all. You're Alpha and Omega. Father, you're the beginning and the end, Father. You're all we need. And, Father, you offer us salvation, and it's free. And we just love you, and we just honor you. We give you praises and glory for all of the mighty acts that you have done for the children of man. Father, the whole earth, the whole world belongs to you. And we come, Father, we confess our faults before you, Lord. And we ask that you teach us, that you heal us. And your word says that we are healed. We are healed. We're just waiting for the manifestation, Father. But we will hold on to our faith and believe that your word is true and that you are coming in a big way that others might see and recognize the fact that you are the answer. You're the only answer. Oh, Lord God, we give you honor and glory and high praises, Lord, for all of the mighty works that you have done. I personally, Lord, hold up the light and give you honor because you are able. It's nothing too hard for you. No thank you, Jesus. No disease is too difficult. No nothing. You brought Lazarus back from the dead and many more raised from the dead. You caused the life to come back into them. So it's no disease, no nothing. Whatever the worst thing in the world is, you are able to heal it. And, Father, we thank you for all of the great and mighty things that you've done right on this line, how you brought healing and how you just brought people out of all kinds of situations. And they'll be able to come and say, God is a healer. And I know he is because he healed me one day. That's how you lift him up. That's how you lift him up. He's a forgiving God. It's no sin that you can commit that he won't forgive you of. And we just praise him and we give him honor and we give him glory for all of his mighty works. Father, we ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you heal, set free, and deliver this world from all of these demons of darkness that has fallen into the world, Father, where men and women, boys and girls just don't want to do right, Lord. They're after the pleasures of this world, and they're not thinking about one day, hallelujah, that their souls is going to be required, Father, and where will they spend eternity? Father, give them a new mind. Father, let these demon spirits go back to the pits from which they came, never to rise again, Father. And our young people, Father, is under attack. All the people in the world, it seems to be under attack. The spiritual leaders of this country, Father, need you, Father, Lord. They need you, God, to just stretch out your hand and your word. Help them to have a better understanding of your word. As you say, study this word to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Using the tool that you left here on earth for us, and that's the Holy Bible. And some say it was written by man and you can't depend on it, but the word of God itself said it was written by inspired men of God. And you can believe it. And he say, just go ahead and say, just prove me, put me to the test. See if I won't do just what I said I'd do. And Lord, we just hold you up and we just love you. We just give you honor and glory and praises, Father. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless this prayer line, Father, that men and women, boys and girls all over this land and country will soon hear and know what the word says. And when the turnaround comes, Father, that they will know that God himself had to work this work. And he takes the world back. Father, we know who the prince of this world is. But we do know we have power. Thank you, Jesus. We do have power in Jesus. And if we use that power, it'll be a blessing for other people, and they can see and they can realize, saints and sinners alike, Lord God, that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Father, we continue to ask to help us to hold up and hold out under whatever the situation and the circumstances are that we have to go through, Lord God, that you'll be with us as your word said you would. You promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And we do thank you, Father. Keep us in your care where we have an attitude of gratitude. And we love you, Lord. We hold you up. We lift you up, Father. We praise you. And we ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mother Alexander not there anymore?
Glory be to God. I'm here. You
okay,
hear me?
Praise God.
Nobody here?
Yes. I hear you now.
Hello. I've been here.
I hear you.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to your name, even the Father. Lord, we thank you for you being so good to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Only you make that possible. And, Lord, we want to praise you because you've been so good to us, Lord. According to the Psalms, it says in Psalms 150, it said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. In other words, praise the Lord. Good or bad, praise the Lord, because he is the only way, baby. No matter what goes on in this earth, God is the outward finisher of your life. You got to believe it and stand on it. Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the power to stand, to speak, to get up in the morning and say, I love you, Lord. And I praise your holy name, because there's none other way. No one can do what you can do, Heavenly Father, because according to your promise, Lord, you said nothing is too hard for you to do. Lord, and I just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I pray for families, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for strengthening these families that are having some hard time, Lord, going through some real hard time. I ask you, Lord, to touch the mind and touch the heart, bring back to the remembrance, Lord, that you are the outer, you are the finisher. Nothing is too hard for you to do. You can change things around, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that you let them cry out to you, Lord God, and knowing that you are the only way. There is no other. Lord, I pray for the fatherless sons, oh God. I pray, Lord, for the fatherless daughters, Lord God. I pray, Lord, for grandchildren and great-grands, Lord God. Lord, you see them, Lord God. Now, ask your Heavenly Father to keep her heads around them, Lord God. Lord, you know the inner side, and you know everything that's going on. Nothing is hidden from you. But, Lord, we come standing in the gap for these young people, Lord God, that they will stand strong, knowing that it's only one way. And that is calling on the name of Jesus and to serve him, because you're the only way for them, Father. As we stand praying for them, Lord, standing in the gap for them, Lord, those we know, those we don't know, we're standing in the gap for these young people, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to continue to keep them, Lord God. We pray for the president and the vice president, Lord God. Help them to stand strong and to keep their mind on you, Lord God, knowing that you will deliver, Lord, no matter what goes on in this world. Your word tell us, Lord, pray for those that is in authority so we can get things changed. Pray in the name of Jesus, because the enemy should not have dominion over your people, Father God. You gave us the power and the authority here on earth. You tell us whatever we bind on earth, he's bound in heaven. Help us to know, Lord God, that we have the power to do it. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for sisters and brothers, those we know and those we don't know, Lord, that is calling on you, Lord, but is weak in hand apart in some part, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen that inner man in them. Bring them back to know, Lord God, that you already gave us the victory. And Lord, touch the mind, touch the heart, that they will come back to assemble with a force, Lord God, to build the church body of Christ up by standing forward and speaking what you gave them to speak, Lord. And don't fear of men, because you didn't give us that spirit of fear, that we should fear men. Help us, Lord God, to know that you already make all things possible for us. Help us to stand faithful and know that no matter what we see or what come in this world, you are the only protector and the provider. And Lord God, we know that you heal the land, Heavenly Father. You heal the land, Heavenly Father. We know you heal the lands. Oh God, open the eyes, open the hearts, open understanding to see, Lord God, that you is the same God back there with our forefathers when they cry out to you and you answer, Lord. You is the same God. Nothing has changed for you, Lord God. You say you is the same today and tomorrow. You is the same always. All we have to do is put our faith in you and cry out to you, because if we believe, Lord God, we know that you make all things possible, Lord God. Our faith and belief in your word, because your word said, let not your heart be troubled. We got to believe. Let not your heart be troubled, because God never leave us. He said in his word, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He said, be strong and of good courage. Same way tell Joshua. We is no different. We are still his children, and we believe in him. So stand faithful, brother and sister, regardless what's going on in your life, knowing that God is the only out, baby. And one thing we have to remember is that God did not give us that false spirit of fear that come to attack us, that come to bring trials and tribulation in your life, sickness and disease. Bind it up in the name of Jesus and command it to loose. Loose the body. It has no dominion in there. But the faith and the belief is what going to carry it out of you in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promises tell us, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And your promises tell us, Lord, if we pray, let me see and let us know that the power in prayer when we come as one, power in prayer, and God never forsake us. And his word tell us that nothing can separate us from his love. And if he tell us, then we can believe it. Stand and faithful and believe it. Now, no matter what, don't keep saying that there's nobody, you're lonely and you're this. No, if you're a child of God or daughter or son of God, there's no such thing as that false spirit going to deceive you about you lonely and you're alone. Bind that false spirit up. Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus for giving us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. I pray for Ben, Lord God, that false spirit that come against our body, Lord God. When it's not, it's our head, it's our leg. When not our leg, it's our hand. We bind that false spirit up. They're trying to destroy us right now in the name of Jesus. As we touch an agreement, Lord God, it's got to loose our body in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to strengthen Dolores more and more each day, Lord God, that she get back up into herself again, Lord God, to know she can stand faithful and walk with the authority and the dominion and the strength that you gave her, because you're a God that hear our cry. Nothing has changed, Lord God. If you said it, believe it. No matter what come against you, believe it, because you, the victory already is yours. And Lord, we thank you for giving us that victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over my grands and great-grands, Lord God, wherever they are, Lord God. We know that you have a hedge around these grandchildren and great-grands, Lord God. No matter where they are or whoever they belongs to, we know, Lord God, that your promises tell us, pray for one another. That let me know that I've got to pray for yours just like I've got to pray for mine, because your word said it. And Lord, I believe it in the name of Jesus, Lord. I believe it that you are the only healer and the only deliverer. There is no other. You are the beginning, Lord, and you are the end. And Lord, we're standing on those promises. No matter what goes on, Lord God, we know that you is the healer. And Lord, we pray for the head of the prayer line tonight, Lord, that continue to keep us strong, Lord. Continue to bind that false spirit up. We continue to bind him up of sickness, aches, and disease that come to attack the body. But Lord, we know that you gave us authority over that spirit. And Lord, we binding up sickness. We will not tolerate sickness in our body in the name of Jesus. Because Lord, your word gave us the power to stand faithful and to bind the works of the enemy. You said it, Lord. We believe it in the name of Jesus, because your word tells us, Lord God, according to your promise, Heavenly Father, and your promises is real. You gave us Exodus 23:25. You said in your word, if you serve him and your promises don't fail, your promises don't fail, Lord God. And you tell us in your word, and we shall serve the Lord our God, and he shall bless our bread and our water, and will take sickness away from the midst of us. Lord, it's in your word, and your word do not change. So we believe it, Lord God. No care what sickness come against our brothers or our sisters, we standing in the gap, or ourselves, it got to loose. Because you said it, we believe it. And Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way for each and every one of us. Thank you for keeping us in your word, Lord God. Because if we stand faithful on your word, you is there with us. Because your word is you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you this night, Lord. We thank you tonight for keeping us all as one, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory. What a marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Thank God for the power of prayer this night. Our God has blessed and moved among us. I'm going to read this really quick, and then we're going to take any other prayer requests besides the prayer that we already prayed for. And it says, prayer of praise. Abba, Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are my creator and my counselor, guiding me daily to make wise decisions. You are my comforter in sorrow, pain, and distress. I praise you for drawing near to me as I draw near to you. You are El Roha, the God who sees me. And you are eternal Lord. You are my heavenly Father and the Father of the fatherless. How great are you and your fatherless God, day in, day out. All my love and all my praise to you. Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is your name in which I pray. Amen and amen. I open up all the lines. Is somebody working in the background in their house? Okay, just want you to make aware if you need to mute your line. Okay, we're trying to make sure that we have all the lines open. Anybody want to have a prayer request? I want to take that now.
Hallelujah! Can I just give this word right quick?
Oh yes, Prophet.
Hallelujah! I heard God even as we were praying say expectation. Expectation. We need to expect God to fulfill his will in answering to our prayers. We have to expect him to intervene in every situation on our behalf. We have to expect him to hear us as we call out to him. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. 2 Samuel 22:7. And of this scripture he gave me is, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything,
amen,
that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:19-20. We have to expect in these last days that God is going to do what he say he's going to do. Listen, according to his will, anything that we ask God say, according to his will, it shall
Amen.
Be done. And we shall pray in expecting that thing to come to pass. He just reminded me, as Peter was in prison, how they were praying, but when the prayer was answered, they didn't think it could be done that quick or right then, and they did not walk in faith. And God is saying to us tonight, walk in faith. Believe that whatever we ask in his name according to his will shall come to pass. So we go in this year, coming out of this year with expectation, believing that what we've asked, God will bring that thing to pass. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hey.
Glory be to God. Amen, amen. Out of all due respect, y'all, the powerful word that God gave us, and to encourage our hearts, but someone, please, even when we are praying or either time for prayer, out of all due respect, if you think you're going to be doing something in the background, just be kind enough and considerate to mute your line. And that word that was coming forth, we all needed to hear that was for everybody, but there was some interference in the background. But I believe most we heard all of it. And just be considerate, please. I don't know who that could be because I know normally the regular prayer warriors don't do that, and it could happen to any of us, but somebody was not considerate tonight. So just be kind enough to remember that, because when the Spirit of the Lord is moving, we don't want to give no place to the enemy that he may steal from something that would be vitally important we need to hear. Bless God. Praise God for that word. It came from the Lord for us to be encouraged to have expectations, especially with everything that's going on in life, for us to don't lose our focus and just look up to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else that have some prayer requests that weren't in the prayers tonight, or if you thought it wasn't heard, then we'll make that request, give that space for you to have that request now.
Yes, ma'am. I have a prayer request.
Okay, Pastor.
Just for a young lady. Her name is Jacoby. I've been known all her life. She's like a granddaughter. And she graduated from State College in May and went on back home to California. She lives in California. And she's just kind of gotten into a state of depression, like she wants just to stay in her room and not want to be interacting with anybody. The spirit just keeps drawing her away from people just to lock up in her room, some kind of depression. And I also would like to tell you all, if you don't mind, I heard today on the radio that the sex trafficking and my Light the Path Ministry, which I'm the pastor of, we support them. We give money to them to help with the sex trafficking. This thing has gotten far more out of hand. I asked somebody that knows about it, had it slowed down since the pandemic, and they said no, it hadn't slowed down. They are planting people in schools to draw young people out into this, and they're usually taking them out of the country. And this one girl, her roommate, talked her into going to the interview. They're offering all kinds of gifts and things that they would come, and they're taking these people's children and taking them. And the girl that they were talking about in question, she was locked up in the sex trafficking movement for 2 years before she got out. And their lives are never the same. It's a terrible thing that they're doing. And I ask all of you that have young people and children, grandchildren also, and just talk to them and kind of stay in their business in a good way so that you can kind of know who they're associating with, who they're being around. And they're not just taking the girls. They're taking the young men. They're preying on young married women who don't have any males around or anything. They're putting them in the sex trafficking movement. When the babies go to bed, they go out at night and do whatever the Johns or whoever tells them to do. We need to be really concerned and pray for our young people in all areas But this area here is very devastating because they're taking them, a lot of them, out of the country. And like I said, young men, college children, people that don't know, they call it grooming you. They start giving you all these gifts and things. And people like gifts, and people like to hear you're beautiful, you're this and that. I think you can be a model. I think with your hair, you could be this and you could be that. With your body shape, you could do this and do that. And it's impressive to them. So please pray fervently for the sex trafficking business, that God will shine a light on it and send it back to the pits. All these demons raising up all over the land and country. And when you think you got it under control, they raise up a new way to do something. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this will help somebody.
Praise God, yes. Amen. Pastor Sims. Anyone want to take that prayer request of Pastor Sims? First of all, Jacoba, how do you say her name again?
Jacobia.
I put a D, but it's J?
Yeah, J.
Jacoba, okay. Okay, for the granddaughter that's over in California. Oh, she's like a granddaughter. I put it down there. Like a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Spiritual granddaughter to you, but so a spiritual. Yeah.
Father, we just thank you right now, God. We lift you up, God. Lord, we know, Lord, there's a spirit of depression all over California anyway because of the bad policies, God, because of the rapes and the murders and the drugs and the gangs, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because suppression, Lord, even in the minority neighborhoods are there, and because of the governor, God, is being used by the devil, God, and Lord, and every different people that are in higher positions, God. Hallelujah, God. But we know, Lord, the ones, Lord, that are under the blood are going to be free and walking upright, God. And, Lord, you're going to make a way out of every way. You're going to make a way, even out of no way. You've already done it for us, God. So I speak now, God. Lord, I speak salvation to Jacobia in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I speak, Lord, that the things that you began in her, that you said in your word, you will finish it until the day of your return. I pray, Lord, that she have enough of this, God, and pick up the word and begin to remember all the things you promised her and you said what you would do to her if she walk upright, God. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, that there be no influence, Lord, that can move her from believing, Lord, that you said you would do what you do, what you would do.
Yes.
And so we
yes.
find the spirit, every entity in the name of Jesus, God, every false
yes.
God, every type of influence that's not of you, God, Lord, around the surroundings, her friends, her household, even the blood draw bloodline around the perimeter of her property, God. Wherever she go, God, refresh her, clean her, make her new, God. Lord, enkindle the fire that's within her, God. Let her begin to speak positive. Let her begin to branch out, God. Glory,
Lord.
Let people begin to plant seeds in her and you and others water, God, but it be your word only, God, and you give the increase. Let her delight be in your law. Let her delight be in your will, God. Give her the desires of her heart, but, Lord, let her have a heart transplant, God. And that's in Jesus Christ, Father God. And I just pray, Lord, that you make a way, Lord, as you said you would, God, and bring her to her destiny. But, Lord, let her, God, share your gospel, God, and let her share that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, God.
Hallelujah.
Let her have a good, safe life and no trafficking. In the name of Jesus, God, but let that trafficking be exposed, God. Lord, from the root, let it be exposed. spoke every lust, every sexual being, every pedophile, every perverted spirit in the name of Jesus. You have no power, no authority over God's people, and we bind you up, command you to be thou removed, take your weapons and your tools and your cohorts. Be thou cast into the sea, and now we loose the glory of God. We loose the integrity of God. We loose the hope, the angels of God to straighten up things that was messed up, and the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them, Lord, into all truth, God. There will be no error, but there will be the straight and narrow, God. And, Lord, we're going to focus on you, God. They're going to focus on you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise us. Kyle, for prayer. Praise the Lord for the covering.
Yes.
Anyone else?
I'd just like you to lift up my Matthew, Eric Peake. He's going to need a kidney, and we're believing God that he's going to receive that kidney in Jesus' name. So just pray for, they've already put him on the list, but just pray that the will of God will be done, and they're going to move him to the top. So pray for him to get that kidney.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Who's praying? Mother Willette.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Matthew, Lord God. We know you see his condition, and we just bless you, Lord God, and we give your name the praise. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, you're able to heal the kidney that he has. And, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, for, and even in agreement with Prophet Bird regarding the kidney, Lord God, that he's been placed on the list for a new kidney. And Father God, if that's the path that you want to take him to get the new kidney, Lord God, by all means, your will be done in Matthew's life. We pray that there would be no complications, Lord God. We pray, God, that according to your divine will, we pray, Lord God, that you will just meet that need in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're able to sustain him until he gets a new kidney, until you either, Lord God, renew or restore his kidney that he has. If the kidney that he has is not able to be restorable, Lord God, if you see fit that that's the situation, then by all means, Lord God, then let this path to getting the new kidney be, that let there be no complications, Lord God. Let there be no rejections once he gets the kidney. And we thank you in advance for how you're going to work it out. We know you have many ways to do what you want to do, Father God. But we pray for Matthew, and we pray your divine will for his life and this kidney to be done in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith. And as the woman of God said earlier, we pray with expectation that it will go well for Matthew with the new kidney in Christ Jesus' name. And we declare it and decree it. And by faith, we say that it is so and it is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord God. We bless you and we praise you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But his name is Eric. Was it Eric or was it Matthew? I thought it was Eric.
It is. His name is Eric.
Okay, then.
I thought I heard Matthew. Father, if his name is Eric, so we pray this prayer that we just prayed for Eric, Lord God, and we apologize for hearing Matthew in Jesus' name. But thank you, Lord God, that you know the Holy Spirit already knew, and we thank you, Lord God, for Eric and working out the situation with his new kidney in Christ Jesus' name, and we pray that you agree that it is so and it is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. I just wanted to make sure I was hearing right. I forget things I thought I heard, Erica. But nevertheless, we bless the Lord for that he's done and all knows. I mean, he knows all things. And we pray if there's anyone else. If not, we're off the line, but we still yet can let you know that our next speaker will be on next Sunday, which will be Pastor Sam. So we thank God for all of those that have spoken and that word that's in the for Mother McCormick brought forth on Sunday. Powerful word, glory to God, about staying in the race and coming to the Lord. It was a magnificent word. We're looking forward to God continue to bless, and we have two more speakers. So that be Pastor Sims on next Sunday, on the second Sunday, third Sunday, the evangelist Noel and Pastor Vijay. So in the meantime, we thank God for all of you all and for the prayers and the blessings and the continued prayers and praying through this holiday time against the satanic forces that come through this holiday time with the things they try to do and pull. We're going to be interceding and intervening and holding on to our joy and peace and angels of the Lord being camped about each of you. And continue to strength, healing, and encouragement. And we're thanking the Lord for what he's already done. Amen, amen. Praise God. And the blessings yet to come, or the expectation, anticipation of the expectation. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to start speaking and decreeing and declaring it even the more. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Someone that has something to say before they hung up? Oh, I thought somebody
did
something. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
This is Laura.
Okay.
I just want to let y'all know that first of all, I thank God, and I thank y'all for praying for me. Last night was the first night that I was able to lay down in 4 days.
Oh, my Lord.
So
oh,
I thank
God.
That I'm breathing better.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Celebrate Jesus for you, for the healing. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like having glory without to be able to rest and not being able to sleep like that for them days, but with a little bit here and there. But to be able to breathe, like you said, especially after you said how difficult that was for the whole first 24 hours, didn't get no sleep. And now, Lord, after going to the doctor and all the prayers, we thank God for the celebrating you, for feeling so much better and doing better. And you continue to be blessed and be encouraged.
Amen.
Thank God you spoke up tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't let that go by, God being too good to me, honey.
Amen. You and your mama sound so much alike. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, my dear, and thank you for sharing that with us, and pray you continue to be blessed, no transfer, no reoccurrences, and pray blood covering over everyone, and pray God's blessings until we meet again online or talking during the week or however the Lord blessed us to even on Sunday to meet up with, praise God, for the woman of God to bring forth the word. We bless the Lord again for you all. Have a good night. Shalom, shalom, and continue to be encouraged.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Love you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You're wonderful.